Welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. And welcome to everyone who is listening live and listening later, to all watching live and watching later, for I'm also live streaming this to my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. Tonight, we explore greenwood magic. The greenwood is another name for forest and a number of traditions. And tonight, we'll have a chance to take a look at different types of greenwood and ways to work with them for personal, community, and planetary transformation. I invite you in the next few moments of quiet to take a few moments and call to your mind an image of a forest that is special to you. It can be a forest experience that you have had, a memory. It can be a forest that you stood with through literature, through video. It can be an actual forest or imaginary forest. It can be a forest that is a sacred forest that many people have connected with in the past and or in the present. So spend a few moments connecting with sacred forest as greenwood. Sacred forest, you take many forms and you are in many places. In the present day and in the past, we call to you, sacred forest. We honor you. We celebrate you. Guide us as we connect with you and learn green wood magic of sacred forest. So be it. And if you wish, I invite you to put in comments a forest that you have connected with, have called to mind, a forest that you might want to visit. Sacred forest as sacred site is something that has been important to me in my own personal practice. And since Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve came into being when we moved to 200 acres of sacred land in southwestern Wisconsin, USA, back in 1983, well, having a sacred forest as part of that land has been a life's journey. It is all 200 acres of Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is zoned for religious use, and more than 130 of those acres are forest acres. And we have mostly hardwood forests, mostly different types of oak, but we have other types of trees in our forest. And tonight I hope to share with you some of my own personal experiences, not only in working with greenwood of many types, but the caring of a forest, developing a relationship with a sacred forest as sacred site, as a community place, listening to it, working with it, and helping others also learn its wisdom, being good caregivers of forest environments as well as students of forests. So the greenwood is a mythic name and an actual name for the forest, especially in the springtime. As spring comes on, there's flowering of various trees and new life starts happening with the different trees in a forest. The bursting forth of the new greens is a special type of joy and beauty. And all this month in May 2021, I will be doing, this is one of two podcasts I'll be doing with forest and tree themes. In fact, our full moon circle that will be held later this month and live stream to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel is going to focus on sacred trees. Plus, I expect I'll be doing some other pop-up live streams on Instagram and Facebook, and possibly some other places as well. So we've taken a few moments to connect with forest, and now what I'd like to do is share with you some different types of greenwood, and then we'll explore ways of working with greenwood magic in various forest environments. So first type of forest is what you might call the public forest in your local area. Now, not everyone lives close to a forest, I get that, but even in the most metropolitan of cities, chances are there's some type of park with assorted trees and shrubs. So there are urban forest and suburban forest and small town forest and forests that are out in the rural area. So something to begin your greenwood magic explorations with is to pay attention and to learn more about the forest environment in your local area. Ones you may be able to commute to by foot or by vehicle, and branch out from there and take a look at larger forests that may be in your region. Learn about them and find out about visiting them. Having a forest in your local area is a powerful way of deepening your connection with forest spirits and being able to do greenwood magic. I also invite you to call to mind places on the planet in the here and now, as well as in the past, where there are forests that are designated as sacred forests, are worked with that in this way now and or in the past. And around the world, in many different places, with people of many cultures and spiritual, religious, and philosophical beliefs, there are traditions of special forests, sacred woods. In Japan, where the Shinto religion is strong and part of the cultural makeup of Japan, There are many forests throughout the whole country. Many have a Shinto shrine, sometimes it's a Buddhist temple, that are connected with the forest. In India, there are also many types of sacred forests, and there is a long tradition of sacred forest in the Hindu religion. In Europe, there are many traditions connected with sacred forest, and some of the old forests of lore and legend still exist today. And certainly in Baltic countries and those with Scandinavian and Germanic heritage and those where the Celtic peoples have been strong, all three of those large groups of spiritual traditions have had forest as an important part of spiritual life. And in Africa, in Ghana and Nigeria in particular, there are some sacred forests. And as you go into the Americas and go into Polynesia and Australia and New Zealand and other parts of the world, you will find sacred forest traditions. Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, where Circle Sanctuary is headquartered, has been carrying on the tradition of sacred forest. And we've done this in a variety of ways. We have ceremonial sites within the different wooded areas. And we have had events where those taking part have the opportunity to go into a sacred forest, to go into the greenwood, to go in an enchanted forest as part of magic work and spiritual growth. In addition to being aware of forest in the here and now, we need to also look back into the ancient times. And there are some forests that have come through legends and lore, the Robin Hood's Forest in merry old England. And the Kamenos is the Greco-Roman name for a sacred forest. Nemeton is a Celtic name, a sacred forest. Sacred Grove. And in Italy, there was something known as the Grove of Aricia, which was sacred to Diana. In fact, this was inspiration for Sir James Frazier's The Golden Bough, which has lots of lore and imagery in it. Very scholarly work, but it has been transformative. And of course, in ancient Greece, there were a variety of different sacred forests. One in particular, the Dodona site, is an oak grove on the mainland of Greece. So as we take a look at that type of sacred forest of greenwood, where it's actually sacred land, it's designated for ceremonial use. Another way of being able to connect with a type of greenwood. And then the world's forests. We can access connections with forests in different parts of the world, whether they're actually designated as sacred or not, through a whole host of media. Through documentary films and photography and various television programs. There's ways of being able to connect with forests of the world, to go into the greenwood through other people's ways of being able to share that. And then that moves us into what I call the mythic greenwood, which is actually using your imagination to envision a greenwood place in the inner plains. And related to this is what I would call the arts of the greenwood. There had been symphonies, songs, paintings, sculptures, a whole host of artistic creations and renditions inspired by forest, depicting forest, another way to connect with greenwood. I have with me some images, photographs from the Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve Forest. And these are photographs that I have taken. One shows lots of trees with light filtering down and some mystic smoke and mist. And for the month of May, where we are having this, another image of greenery, some of the understory in our sacred wood. So being able to have some type of depiction of sacred forest, whether it artistic rendition or a documentary, photograph or film, another way of going into the greenwood. And of course, for some of us, we work with a whole spectrum of different types of greenwood. The greenwood in our local area, the greenwood of a pilgrimage forest site, the greenwood that is being studied and depicted, documented, the greenwood of literature, of music, of the arts, of theater, of movies, and the greenwood of inner space. So there are different ways of going to the greenwood to do magic. So let's take a look at preparing to go into the greenwood. Journey into greenwood, journey into forest, journey into greenwood, journey into forest, journey into greenwood, journey into forest. So you may work with a simple chant such as that to start focusing your attention and your intention prior to doing some greenwood magic. Where will you be going? How will you go? What do you carry with you? What do you seek to gain from going to the greenwood and doing magic? Some things to reflect on and to do some preparation. And I think it is good to envision a good time for this to happen and do some preparation. Certainly spontaneous journeys into greenwood, be it inner space, cyberspace, or an actual sacred place, certainly pop up, go now into the greenwood, something I have done in the past. But if you are able, spending some time reflecting on your greenwood magic before you go can deepen your experience and enhance it, enrich it. I like to spend a few moments calling to mind, if I'm going to be doing a ritual, imagining myself going into the greenwood space, honoring that space, putting forth a connection a request for connection. It's a Greenwood space I haven't been to before. Inviting the spirit of that place to be part of the process of planning and experiencing. And certainly, as one does an imagining journey, giving thanks in that imagined time. So essentially, letting yourself call to mind a sense of what it's like to go to the place, and sometimes doing this pre-meditation meditation, pre-journey meditation, brings some additional things up to mind to consider, something that you may need to take with you. I do think it's important, if you're going to be going to an actual place, that you make sure that you know what the protocols are with that space and to abide by them. Some public parks, for example, are only open at certain times, and some have regulations regarding what kinds of activities can be done where. And certainly, if you plan to have a fire in a forest, make sure you find out good ways to do that. And if it is permitted in the forest, an actual forest that you go to, certainly living in a forest, as I do, I have land that adjoins Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. One of the things that we look at throughout the year has to do with the Department of Natural Resources alerts regarding burning and forest conditions. We are living in a forest because we care about forests and are working to preserve forests and increase reforestation. So it makes sense to be aware of what conditions are, not only in the immediate area, but getting a view of what climate conditions, what weather conditions there are. And certainly with climate change, local areas might have their own type of microenvironments. But when you have, for example, a drought or intense winds over a large area, it's really important to be aware of the bigger picture in addition to the scenario and the conditions of the actual forest that you will be visiting, if you're actually going to a physical forest. Certainly my preference in doing Greenwood magic is to go into the forest and be present. But not everyone is able to do that. There's still pandemic happening in many parts of the world, and that creates some restrictions on access and being able to journey. But we can always journey in our minds. And cyberspace has many sites that are dedicated to forest research and understanding and forest art. So certainly being in cyberspace and social media, you can see artistic renditions, and you can also see places that you can journey to in your mind. So you've done some preliminary planning. You're envisioning what it's going to be like, where you're going to be going to do your Greenwood magic, and what kinds of things you need to do. But really at the heart of the work, what is the kind of magic you want to do? Now, this can be very simple. I want to go and commune with the forest. I want to learn from the forest. I want to express my appreciation for the forest. That itself is a kind of magic. And nature communion and nature appreciation, a wonderful kind of Greenwood magic. Related to this, but that's actually become a kind of therapy that is not only being shared about amongst different people who do this, but it's even being prescribed in different parts of the world by healthcare providers in allopathic medicine with a holistic dimension, as well as in the field of mental health support, which is where most of my academic and professional training have been over the years. Some people call going into a forest to do green wood magic for healing a kind of forest bathing, a forest communion, immersing yourself in the forest space. As part of this greenwood magic, you want to disengage from your usual ways of processing information. Now, some people say, don't even take any devices into the forest with you. I would modify that saying, if you use your device to share inspiration with yourself and, you know, video or do some audio note-taking, that can complement a forest bathing experience. Or you might want to take photographs of things that are inspiring you and really feeding your soul. That, too, can be a really therapeutic thing. But I would caution you that if you're going to do a healing form of greenwood magic, that you consider really being fully present with the forest, and if you have a device, to just have it to supplement your experience, to document your experience, rather than trying to multitask. And this actually is what I'd recommend for any type of nature communion, that you actually go in with the intention of being present, self in relation with the larger environment where you are going to commune. Whether you're walking, whether you are sitting and reflecting, whether you're doing a combination, whether you're doing a ritual for healing, all of this will be greatly enhanced if you have the awareness that you are fully engaging with the forest environment. So essentially, you are entering an ecosystem and becoming part of that ecosystem. And for that reason, in addition to learning the human rules and protocols of being in an actual forest and abiding by them, take your cues too from what you experience with the spirit of the forest. So I think it's really a powerful thing to be able to call to the forest, especially prior to doing healing work, to honor it. And you can do an offering of greeting with a chant, with a spoken prayer. And then when you conclude, to also do some type of offering. Some people will take some water from the water bottle and pour it at the base of one of the large old trees that one encounters as one enters a woods. And if you're doing this in an imagined way, you can still use those approaches as you enter a imagined forest space to show respect and to strengthen your connection with the forest. So the act of being in a forest for an hour, half hour, or several hours is something that many people have found really helpful for dispelling stress, dispelling anxiety, dispelling depression, and other negative states. I'm not saying it's sufficient to treat all those conditions, but it's certainly an excellent complement for other types of wellness approaches. And being able to just go and be in the woods and honoring the woods, as well as experiencing yourself resonating with it, it helps you move out of human-centric consciousness into being part of this larger system known as a forest. So in addition to doing some healing work, wellness work, as a kind of greenwood magic, you may want to do what I call the ordeal. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go forth to really do an intense challenge. And if you're doing the ordeal piece, it's really important that you have other people in your life that you can have as support for that, or that you may actually be part of a program that will have you learn about the forest and survival in forest. There are actually training programs where people learn how to live in a forest to survive in the wilderness. This is, it's a good idea to get some training, and if you haven't done this before, it's a really good idea to have a mentor with you as you begin this. But even with a mentor, you can have what I call the ordeal experience. And part of that is being able to go into a deep woods and be there safely and to experience the forest in the dark overnight. And ordeal doesn't mean it has to be super challenging, although there typically is some. In the 1980s, when we first moved Circle Sanctuary headquarters to Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, I did a series of trainings. They were shamanic weekends and in some cases week-long experiences where those taking part had a chance to connect with the land as a whole, connect with each other, and then go do some individual overnight vigils in the woods. And for some people, this was very blissful and natural and just flowing through, and it was something they had been used to because they'd been in wild spaces before. For others, though, it was a stretch, a psychological stretch, to actually be in a place and not have other humans immediately around you and to experience yourself as part of the environment. So part of ordeal in the forest is facing shadows, literally. And part of the reason many nature wisdom traditions across time and around the world have people go out into wild spaces, literally going into the greenwood, is a kind of purification, a release, breakthrough experience to allow some deeper understandings to emerge. So there can be a kind of cathartic peace that can happen when one goes to stretch and stress oneself. That's a very different thing than going and blissing out to get well. But for some people, going into a forest environment has mystery and surprises. You are going into a place where if you're the only human kind of moving around in an area, there's all these other forms of life there. What do they think of you? What do you think of them? How are you being received? What do you hope to have from this? So there is a kind of psychological aerobics that can happen through greenwood magic. And another thing about the greenwood, and this comes from a long tradition of greenwood for sanctuary. Yes, wild places may have hidden dangers and some really obvious dangers, but the greenwood, the wildwood, for many people, has provided protection. Certainly those who have been fighting oppression are really looking for some kind of protection, have had a history of dwelling in green wild spaces, the Robin Hood tales of Robin Hood and the merry band, being in the woods and having that as their sanctuary. And for some people, going into the woods, and certainly the fairy tale of Snow White, well, she needed to escape and get someplace safe and went into the woods and encountered some dwarfs. Well, the rest is a well-known folk tale. But yes, she actually went into the woods for sanctuary, for protection. So going into the forest to really get a sense of not only deepening your connection with nature, but to allow the forest to be a protective force for you is another kind of greenwood magic. And of course, some might question the use of the word magic for this kind of greenwood magic, but being able to go into the greenwood to learn about forest environments, to actually do science, to do research, and there's more than collecting data as a way of learning about a forest. One of the things that I like doing living in a forest is as the sun rises, to be out in the forest and to hear the different sounds that start happening as the sun rises. And in like fashion, as dusk comes on, hearing the sounds of night in the forest. And I have been living in the forest for several decades and never get tired of it. It's just really fabulous. Yes, I'm in a house in a little clearing in the forest, and there's deeper woods around me. And sometimes I'll go and venture into the deeper woods to strengthen my connection with experiencing self in relationship with woods and to learn about the forest itself. And a final kind of greenwood magic I'm going to share about is the greenwood as a place to do ritual. And this can be personal ritual, it can be group ritual, it may be a particular place within the greenwood where the ritual happens, or if one is doing a walkabout in the greenwood, a nature walk, then one may find that the forest itself naturally guides you to a place to do this ritual work. So what kinds of rituals can you do in a forest? What kind of greenwood magic rituals celebrate the seasons? Going into the forest for each of the Sabbaths, the solstices, the equinox, and the cross-quarter days. We just have celebrated Beltane in the Northern Hemisphere. And one of the ways, and I'm still celebrating, I have a crown on from my Beltane festivities over the last several days. I continue to welcome the new life into the world that I see in the forest and into my own life, and being able to experience that all around me as I call on the divine as Great Mother, Great Father, Great Spirit, Great Mystery, literally that new life is springing all around. But going into the greenwood, while certainly one of my most favorite times is the springtime with all this new life bursting out all over, And certainly there's an old Beltane tradition of going into the greenwoods to go collect some greens to decorate your home. So it's still time to do that. But there is the magic of the forest throughout all the seasons of the year, if you're in a place that has the four seasons. And being in the forest this past winter, I, for the first time, decided to do snowshoeing off our trail through the woods and just went along the deep snow into parts of the forest I wouldn't normally be able to get to so easily because of the snowpack kind of elevating up above ruts and all that type of thing. So in the autumn, being able to see the beautiful colors, and in the summertime with the full green, I really enjoy the greenwood magic of seeing what I call the green ones during the spring and the summertime. As one gazes into the leaves of the various trees in the greenwood, especially as the sun rises, that kind of time of day, as well as when the sun sets, there is a twilight quality of the lighting between day and night where it facilitates the ability actually do divination and communion with trees, looking for the green faces in the foliage around you, in the tree bark. Certainly one can see this at any time of the day, depending on the particular location, but being able to do a ritual of connecting with the green ones is really powerful. So in addition to seasonal festivals celebrating the Sabbaths in the woods, the moons, dark moon, very dark forest, full moon, silvery light coming down through the forest, rituals celebrating life passages. Some people choose to get married in the woods. I did. My husband and I got married in the oak forest, some birch, but mostly oak forest, atop Ritual Mound as part of Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve way back in 1986. And it was wonderful to be in a microlithic stone circle, our ritual space within the woods at our sacred land. But baby blessings, cronings, sagings, coming of age into adulthood rituals are just some of the life passage rituals that can happen within the woods. Initiations, rituals of transformation, the guidance quest ritual, all of these are types of rituals that you may find helpful for green wood magic. And now in the next few moments, I invite you to go with me on a green wood magic journey. I'm going to guide a short meditation, and I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit, or if you prefer to lay down, or if standing up is a better thing for you, that is good. Ideally, there should not be distractions around you. So if there are devices and other things, if you can turn them off completely, that'd be great. Lower the light if you can, so it's more of subdued lighting. Find a comfortable place where you can be, and then settle into that place. And if you are able, I invite you to get like a notepad, piece of paper, or some other means of making some notes for what you might experience within the greenwood that you journey to. And the purpose of this particular Greenwood Magic Journey, inner journey, is for personal renewal. So in the next few moments of quiet, take some deep, slow breaths. Envision a sacred circle of radiant light around you that gives you a sacred space as a focal point where you can relax and be centered. And then in the next few moments, I invite you to close your eyes, or if you prefer to have your eyes open, just let them be in soft focus and begin deepening your meditative state. Deep, slow breath in and out. And then imagine, as you relax, that with your inner vision, you see a forest in your mind's eye. Be before that forest. Honor it. And then imagine a pathway revealing itself into the forest. As you set out on the pathway, pause. Imagine you are holding your hands up and do your own form of prayer. Sacred forest, I honor you. Guide me in my renewal work on this journey. So be it. Then imagining yourself moving along the pathway, and you are going deep into the forest to a place that is a ceremonial clearing. And as you arrive, you find a place where you can sit comfortably in this sacred clearing within the forest. And rise up and face each of the sacred directions, facing each of the quarter points, and then raising your hands up, connect with the sky and look up in the forest at the trees above you. And then as you look to the ground, you connect with the land where the forest is. And then walk a circle around this clearing. And as you do, gaze into the forest, to the various trees, to other vegetation that is around you. And then when you feel complete with that, find a place to sit and invite the forest be with you as a guide, as a teacher. Forest Spirit, we call to you and honor you. Guide me, help me, aid me, renew me. And as you put forth your own form of forest spirit honoring and connection. In this clearing, you close your eyes here and you feel the presence of the forest as a sacred spirit there around you. And as you take some deep breaths, you experience yourself joining with the forest spirit. Forest spirit within me, forest spirit around me, forest spirit within me, forest spirit around me, forest spirit within me, forest spirit around me. And in the next few moments of quiet, invite the forest spirit to guide you in renewal, feeling the power of new life of the greenwood around you and in you. Resonate with it. And as you do, pay attention to what you experience. Experience the power of renewal. Sacred place. Experience yourself in the sacred forest beyond time. The antiquity of the forest as well as the here and now experience. And then allow yourself to gaze around the forest area, and you will see, get a sense of a tree that is part of this forest that has a message for you. As you get a sense of the different forms of trees, if they're all the same type of tree, chances are they have different shapes and ages. The tree that may have a message for you may reveal itself with a glow. Invite yourself, give yourself the opportunity to interact with a tree in this sacred forest. And pay attention to what you experience. Renewal in the forest. Tree communion in the forest. And if it feels right to do so, imagining yourself rising up and going to the tree that you felt a connection with. And if it sense it is right to do so, put out one or both of your hands onto the trunk of the tree and feel the connection with the tree and the connection of that tree with the other trees that are part of this forest community.
And stand now with your back, touching the tree and raising your hands and arms up. Let the experience of being tree-like come to you in this forest. Let the tree you have connection with be your teacher for this. And now, in the next few moments, draw healing and renewing power from the land, from the earth, up into your body, and let it flow out to the top of your head and upstretched arms. Draw renewal from the earth into yourself, and as you send it out, draw it through yourself and send it out into the forest, connecting with this work that's happening with the other trees. And now spend a few moments taking your hands to your heart. And then rising up with your hands, draw the power of the sky down through your hands and arms into your body and experience yourself tree-like, drawing powers of the heaven for renewal down into yourself and down into the place where you are and letting that power flow out and connect with all that the trees around you are channeling. And as you feel complete with that, holding your hands to your heart, integrating the renewing power of sacred earth in a forest and sacred sky in a forest. And now opening your hands from your heart, extend your hands and arms out to the side and let love from your heart flow out into this sacred forest. Give thanks for your experiences in the sacred forest. And turning to the special tree you worked with, touching it, let love flow in particular to the tree and give thanks. And as you prepare to depart this clearing, spend a few moments now letting a word or a phrase come to you, something that you carry with you from this sacred forest, this greenwood magic experience. And now give thanks to the four directions, to the land beneath, the sky above, the center that connects. Give thanks to the clearing, the ceremonial circle, to the forest and the special tree once again. And begin your journey back down through the path, back to the here and now. As you come to the place where you began your journey, take another look at the forest and give thanks. And then as you become centered in that circle of light you created around you at the start of your inner journey, take deep, slow breaths, move your body a bit to become more alert. Make some notes in your journal, on your notepad. Make some notes. What did you experience? What kind of tree did you connect with? What kind of renewal energy emerged? Make some notes and know that you have the ability to return to the greenwood that you envisioned for more magic at some other time. We give thanks to the greenwood. We give thanks to the forest. We give thanks to the trees. We give thanks to
thanks to all of you who have joined live and to all of you who have joined later. Thank you all for being part of Greenwood Magic. And if you wish, I invite you to put in comments something that you carry from this meditation and from this workshop on Greenwood Magic into your own personal life, your own personal practice. I give thanks to Circle Sanctuary, the community, the Nature Spirituality Church, the land. I give thanks to our Circle Sanctuary Network podcasting team, Laura Gonzalez, Deborah Rose, and Casey Pope. I give thanks to all of you who are connecting now and at other times, and I wish you all bright blessings, green blessings, forest blessings, now and in times to come. If you want more information about Circle Sanctuary, you can find us on the web, circlesanctuary.org, and on Instagram and Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook. And you can find me, Selena Fox, Selena Fox Updates on Facebook, Selena_Fox on Twitter, Selena Fox on Instagram and Instagram TV, and Selena Fox, the channel on YouTube. So thank you all for joining in, and until next time, be safe, be well, enjoy life, and celebrate nature. May we work together for a more sustainable planet now and in times to come. So be it.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow nature-centered paths. Join us throughout the week for various programming connecting with the community around the world. Please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN Podcast. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. Until next time, many blessings.